Thank you. So it says, Rav Yosi says, the Tanakhama says, it's Gezel Mishum Darkei Shalom. So the way it seems that most people learn Pshat, and Rav Yosi says, Gaber Gomer, and Rav Chisra Gezel Gomer Devrayim. So what's the Nafkimunich in the Tanakhama and Rav Yosi? If they both agree, it's only Midrabanan. Rashi explains it. And the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the Gemara says, Nafkamina, I'll see it, but the Gemara says it. I'm sorry. I thought it was Rashi. It's a Gemara. That according to the Tanakhama, it's Zerabana Misaka Mishum Darkei Shalom. But if someone would take it, Bezin would not get involved to take it away from him. They would tell him it's also for you to take it. It's like you're over on a din derabanan. It's like you're being over on muksa. If you're over on muksa, you're an isser. So if you're over, the rabbanan told you let the katan have it, you take it away from the katan. So you're over and not listening to the rabbanan. But it's not a mumministic isser. It's therefore there's no din chi of hashava. The hashava is a chi of hashava when you take away his money. Here, you didn't listen to the Rabbanan. Rabbanan told you the katan should get it. You didn't listen. Okay, so you're over in Aveira. But there's no chiyav hashava on his Otsiyah B'dayanim. It could be the Lashon Otsiyah B'dayanim is mashma that if you're on your own, maybe you're supposed to return it, right? That's a little bit of the mashmos. I'm not sure about that. In other words, it's a little bit different than muksa. There's this mashma that there is. If you want to do tshuva, you should return it. It's just that there's no din lahotziya b'dayanim. I am not sure about that. I suspect that's highly debatable. In other words, it depends. If the aveir is just you didn't listen to the rabbanon, so I don't know what kind of. So what if you give it back? If you turn on a light on Shabbos, the tshuva is not by turning it back off, right? In other words, so if you move muksa, you can't do tshuva by putting it back. So if the vort is just because you didn't listen to the rabbanon, so I don't know if giving it back to him it does anything. But the lashon in the Gemara is mashma nafkamina lotzia b'dayanim. It's just a bezdin won't get involved, but you on your own are supposed to return it. That's what it's mashma. Which is I'm not so sure that's so pashit. I'm not so sure at all that's so pashit. Well, see you b'dayanim.
What does the Rashi before that mean?
I didn't know any of the Rashis yet. I'm Bedavka skipping the Rashi.
Oh, it's a one word Rashi.
Of the Gemara. What?
It's a one word Rashi.
Yeah, which Rashi?
The Devrayim.
Mishim the Neidark and Shalom.
Who's he going with?
You say, also is learning is Bimnei Darkei Shalom. In other words, the motivation is Bimnei Darkei. Everyone agrees the motivation is Bimnei Darkei Shalom. Tanakhama says, Gezel Mishum Darkei Shalom. But the other thing is, Gezel Gomer says, also motivated because of Darkei Shalom. But the Rabbanan went ahead because of Darkei Shalom, and they made it a higher level of Geneva, is that there's a din of Otsia B'dayanim. So that there's a machlokes I see in Gittin, the Rashi says that even though Rav Yaisti, who says that you're motzia b'dayanim, but Rashi in Gittin says it's still not gezel gamur, even in Rav Yaisti.
I posted it, Rabbi.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the next page. Is that what you? He says, even according to Rav Yossi, it's not, you wouldn't be posted to Hades, and you're not over a lot. In other words, there are three levels. According to the Tanakhama, you're not Moitzi B'dayanim. According to Rav Yossi, you are Moitzi B'dayanim. But it's still not Gezel Gomer Deraisa, which means that you're not over a lot, and you're not posted to Hades. Because you didn't do it's not an Issa Deraisa Gezel. It's only a Jarabana Dika Gezel. It's not shot that they made Hefker Bes and Hefker, and now it's Gezel Deraisa. Right? Then it would be Mamish, he'd be over Alav, and it'll be Pasa de Edis. So even in Rav Yaisi, it's only Midivrayim. Right? In other words, so there's no real Isra Alav. Maybe you're not Pasa de Edis. Right? So there are just there's three levels. There's Gezel Gomor, which is Alav, and you're Pasa de Edis. There's Rav Yaisi, Gezel Midrabanan, Gezel Gomor Midivrayim, which is not Alav and not Pasa de Edis, but Bezin have a Chi of Chazara. And then there's a third level of the Tanakama that we're not even Moitzi B'dayanim. Okay.
Does that make any chiluk in how much the cotton's holding on to it? Meaning when the cotton gets it, maybe he's not really getting it at all, or he's getting it somewhat, he's getting it quasi. In other words, Bezin's like sort of keeping it by the cotton, but of course the cotton doesn't have anything. He's not zoich in anything. It's just Bezin.
I don't know. I mean, you want to know whether the cotton can use it to Mekayesh and Isha? Is that what your question is?
That could be a Tetzah if he did something with it.
According to everybody, you can't be Mekayesh and Isha. Because if there's no gezo, if there's no lav of gezo, and you're not supposed to aid this, that means that everybody agrees it's not really yours. If it be mamish yours, midina, then there'd be an isser gezo, deraisa. Because usually we understand Rabbana make a hefker bez and hefker, and it's mamish yours, midiraisa. If you take it away, you're over an isser gezo, deraisa, and you're supposed to aid this. But here, even Rabbi Yossi said it's only gezo. Gomer mi devreyam. So it's not considered yours mi deraisa. It's only yours mi devreyam. Okay, anyway, let me go further. Okay, so the Gemara's kasha is we have a stira. Rav Yaisi over here obviously holds it's gezel gomer. Because if it wouldn't be gezel gomer, then the katan would not be allowed to be melakate unless he has a kinyan deraisa. We're not exactly sure why that's true, but that's what we're saying. That in order for the katan to be melakeit, it has to be a kinyan deraisa. And here we see that Rav Yaisi himself holds it's not gezel gomer. Okay. So it's only, I mean, it's gezel gomer mi devreyim. So what's pshat Rav Yaisi? And I'm Rabbi, I just want to read the full Gemara and then look at Rashi. And I'm Rabbi, Asua, Kmisha Hokoba, the Mushim. Daniyim Gufayu, Kmisha Hokoba, Daniyim Gufayu, Maaschi Datayu. Sabri, Breda Hayach Melakele. So there's a special svar over here. Even though normally Rav Yaisi would not say it makes for a Kenyan Gomer, because it's not Gezel Gomer, it's only Gezel Gomer Devreyim. But over here, the Aniyim are Miyayish. Since the Aniyim are Miyayish, so then the father is able to be Kaina. Now there is a kasha was, how is a father allowed to be Kaina the Leket, since the kid is not Kaina the Gamre? So somehow or another, it doesn't allow for the father to get the leket. Teretz is, because it's one step, comes one step, not two steps, whatever, something like that. Teretz is that at the time the father can get the leket, for a different reason, for a side reason, because the people are miyayish. Okay.
So what is the cotton getting it? What does that mean? The cotton is getting it? Because not getting it now.
Picks it up for the father, but there's no problem of leket that you're taking away the money of the aniyim, because the whole kasha was somehow or another, this is considered like one step, and the father is an usher. How is he allowed to take leket? Teretz is because once the aniyim are miayish, then anyone's allowed to take leket.
So why does the Tanakhama argue?
I don't know. I don't know the Tanakhama. I don't know. Let me go. I'm not, I can't answer this gosh yet. Let me go. I just want to read the Gemara. And I'm going to ask you to give me a question. Sabri beda hay balakane, which is very strange svara. It's totally circular.
What comes first?
Right, it's totally circular, I agree. Really, the kid's usher, because when the kid picks it up, he picks up for the father, and that's usher. Except since they're miyayesh, different mutter. Why are they miyayesh? Because he's doing it. I agree. So it's totally circular. Okay, I don't know. In other words, they're miyayesh because I assume the kid's doing it. So, you know, but how did you let the kid start to do it or make it look like he's going to do it?
Maybe they don't realize he's picking up for the father and that he's an usher. Maybe you just think that there's an ani picking it up. So they're for the miyayesh because they think someone's picking it up.
Okay, but that's not what the Gemara says. Gemara says, you see the Gemara's kasha. So with the ani is he. Okay, maybe would fit in what you're saying. Okay, I don't know. Okay, and I'm a Rava. I'm gonna get to the end and then we'll start over again. Also, she'eno zayche ke zayche, my time aniyem gufayo nichale, ki hechi dechi igru ledezu nilko banayo basrayo. So Rashi says, also she'eno zayche ke zayche. The half of each ain't a cotton tree of a mocker marker. Can a suga zaycha. My time, I need good one. Hello, my time, Kanta. He ugly did who. Okay, so what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's kasha was that a cotton does not have shia deraisa, even Rabbi Yaisi. Since he doesn't have shia deraisa, so apparently he can't do the leket for some reason, which we're not so sure. Ever the Gemara, that even though he doesn't have Shchia Daraisa, also Sheino Zoyche Kizoyche, here there's a special Takana that they also Sheino Zoyche Kizoyche, right? Which means that they made it Mamish like he has a Kinyan Daraisa. And that's because they made that Takana because the Aniyim, everyone's happy with such a Takana. Because the Aniyim want that too, because this way their kids can do it. So in other words, what it sounds like from the Gemara is, again, there are three levels. There's a Tanna Kamma that holds that it's Gezo Gomer with Darkish Shalom, Gezo Mishum Darkish Shalom, Us Mishum Darkish Shalom, but Bezin will not take it away from you. There's Rav Yossi that says it's Gezo Gomer, and Bezin will take it away from you. But it's not also Shana Zaycha Kizaycha. And it's not on that level that therefore you can do the cutting can be kind of the leket. And then there's a third level that the Rabbanan can make a takana that it's mamish also Shana Zaycha Kizaycha. Right? So what you have in the Gemara is that there are three levels in Drabbanans, right? That's pretty clearly what comes out in this Gemara, that there are three different levels in Drabbanans. There's a Tanna Kamma's Drabbanan that it's Yesh Mishum Darke, Gezo Mishum Darke Shalom. The Rav Yossi's Geder of Gezo Gomor Midivrayim. And then in this particular case, which is only by leket, there is also sheino zeiche kezeiche, which is a higher level. It's still only midrabanan. It could still be that it could be that you're not pasul to edus and you're not over nisa deraisa. I would suspect. I do not know for sure, but very likely that you're not over nisa deraisa if you take it, because it's still for it only midrabanan. But this drabanan is a higher level of drabanan, because also shein azayche kezayche.
Why do we have to create three levels? Maybe it's only two levels, and this is just a power pat. This is just like a more force to the other level.
Okay, well that means it's a third level. It means the normally there wouldn't be for this special svara that aniyim gufay on the then we wouldn't make osu sheino zayche kezayche.
I'm saying, hold one second. I'm saying that's at least.
But at some higher level, making him kezayche, he's really not a zayche, but we make him like a zayche, which means that we raise the level of his zechia. He should have been called an eina zayche, and we make him into a zayche.
I think what he's asking is that once we say this, is this only here? Well, this is Rabbi Yossi in all cases of Zchiya v'Katan.
It's only over here. It's only a special din by Leket because the Aniyim want, if they get, I mean, the whole reason is that Gemara said because the Aniyim are happy if this way, they also can do Leket. Now, the Leket is not the most common situation. Zchiya v'Katan, we're going to make every single Zchiya v'Katan because of the case when a katan might do leket, that he can do.
Rabbeinu Chananel on the slide seems to say that.
That sounds very far unlikely.
Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say that.
Over here, they made a special, they raised the level. What?
Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say that on the side of the Gemara, but Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Gemara says that this goes according to Abyeisi, who has this famous shita of Ani Kazech by other cases also. The Gemara wants to tell us who other cases. The Gemara said this goes according to Abyeisi's famous shita.
Oskar Rava. Also, a cotton chain of Zaycher Atmo, Minatira, Kizaycher. My time, I am Gufayo, Mokhane, the Nigel Dilmanil, Nami Pastradu, Pika Omar Ragasi, Pavishdom Nakan, our fish, Ain't of Zaycher Kizaycher, not bearing the cold catching little Shemisha Possel. Only got a little bit of the other day. You know, my bed, he never also said, like a Zaycher. Okay, I can't read Rabbeinu Chananel so quickly, but maybe you're right. But Parshat Pshat, I don't know Rabbeinu Chananel yet. I'll have to read him. But Parshat Pshat, the way little old me read the Gemara, I don't see how anyone can disagree, but maybe Rabbeinu Chananel does disagree.
No, I'm saying he's just using the case. He's using that. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita all over the place.
Okay, I don't know, but the Chaira doesn't sound that way. The Chaira, it seems, the reading of the Gemara is that there's three levels, and there's the Tanakhama holds that it's Gezel, Mishum Darkei Shalom, for not Yossi B'Dayanim. Rav Yossi says it's Gezel Gomer Midivrayim, which we would be Maisei B'Dayanim, but it's not Mamish Gezel Gomer, and therefore the father is not Zeicha enough to get the Leket, for whatever reason, at the Cheshbon. And then there's a third thing, where it's Gezel Gomer also Sheino Zeicha Gezeicha, which as the third level, the thing that my reading in the Gemara says, my time, Niyim Gufayo Nichlu, means they only said it over here. If the reason applies everywhere, then it's not Dafka over here. I don't see how you could disagree with that. But okay, we'll have to read Rabbeinu Chananel. And then there's a fourth level of Gezel Gomer Midaraisa. I suspect, I'm not sure about this, but I suspect that even this level of also Shana Zaycha Gezaycha, you still would not be over a lot and you wouldn't be Pasol Eidus. It's because it's still only Gezo, the Lashon that they use is Gezo Gomer Midivrayim. It's not shot that they made it into Gezo, they didn't do Hefker, Bezi, and Hefker and make it into Gezo Gomer Midiraisa. So there's really, it sounds like there are four levels. There's Gazmi Shandake Shalom in the Tanakhama that you're not Moitzvi Dayanim. There's Moitzvi Dayanim. There's also Shaina Zaycha Gezaycha. And then there's Gezel Gomer Deraisa, which makes you Chayiv Alav And he passed to the Aedis. Okay, we have to read the Rashi, but just again, I'm gonna agree with you, but I just saw it in Rashi in Gittin, but I don't know. So let us look at the, if you say sent out, I appreciate it. You sent out that Rashi in Gittin on the Mishnah. You can just look at that Rashi in Gittin. The Mishnah brings. And the Mishnah on Nun Tesamid Beis. Rav Yosi, the Mishnah says, Gezam im Neidarke Shalom. Rav Yosi Amar Gezo Gomer. So Rashi says, look at Rashi on the Mishnah, Gezo Gomer. Megemara Mefaresh Gezo Gomer Midivreya. The time of the Rav Yosef Bikulu, the Kasavar, also in the darkest shadow, and Shein Ozeicha, Liknos, Kinyan Gomer, Kizeicha. Right? So that is seeming, and now Shmuel says that the Rabbeinu Hanano says the same thing, but I don't know. I have to read it. But this sounds Pliatuma, Rashi, right? Because Rashi is saying right off the cuff, without any hechroch, without the svara of leket, he's saying that the svara of Rav Yosi is also shena zoicha kezoicha. We had in our Gemara that till Rava came along, we didn't assume that that was chad in Rav Yosi. Rava is the one that's mechadesh that also shena zoicha kezoicha. And Rava only says it over here because of that the Aniyim are agreeable. And Amar Rava said a finish because the Aniyim are agreeable. Avish Ains Pira Katan, Kana Sugazaicha. So here Rashi, first of all, I would say it's not even Rava. Because Rava only said Pshat and Rav Yosi only by Leket. He never said also Shena Zoichek everywhere. It's only my time. Aniyim Gufayil Nichadu. He only says it over here. How can Rashi say it in Rav Yosi everywhere? And then I got another kasha that, okay, that was Rava's Kiddush, but everyone besides Rava didn't learn the Rav Yosi that way, right? Everyone in the Gemara, Abaya, learned because it's Kimei Lushim, Rav Avda Bar Ava, but that was great. But there was the Gemara didn't learn it that way, and we saw Yad Malachi. I'm having fun. The Yad Malachi says that Rashi always explains according to the Havamina, right? So the Havamina was definitely did not hold of Asa Shena Zaycha Kizaycha. That was Rava's Kiddush to answer the Kasha. So first of all, I don't even think Rava said it. But even if you tell me Rava said it, but Abaya didn't hold that way, that's the Gemara and the Havamina didn't hold that way. So what's Rashi going ahead? It's a Machlekes Amarav. So what's Rashi going ahead in Gittin and saying like Rava, to Rai against the Yad Malachi.
So the Yad Malachi says that everywhere Rashi will quote different Gemaras with the Havamina and different Gemaras war.
Isn't that what he says? Darko Shah Rashi, they go with that with the Svarab Shuta.
If it's a Svarab Shuta.
Here, that was a Pashtus, and it was only Rava because Mikayach the Hachrech was Mechadesh and changed it. So Rava only changed it because of the Hechruch. So he should, Abaya didn't agree with Rava. So he should have stuck with Abaya.
So I don't know. Because Rashi's going according to the Maskana of another Gemara?
What?
Takash because Rashi's going according to the Maskana.
Yeah, Malachi says that Rashi don't do that. Rashi goes with the pastures. Okay, I don't know. It's just, he only means sometimes.
Okay.
I know Shmuel disagreed with me. Okay, I know you disagree with me. We agree to disagree.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying.
The biggest question. That's only the Yamalach is only the entertainment. But the biggest kasha is that pashtus. Our Gemara says clearly that we only say also sheino zoyche gizoyche when you have this svara of the aniim gufayel nichalu. Because man, we didn't have that svara, we would never say such a thing. So how can Rashi go ahead and say it all, everywhere?
Is that Mufak in our Rashi, in your days on the base, the first Rashi, can we be medak from that Rashi that he agrees with what Rebbe is saying, that everywhere else we're not going to say also is what is he referring to when he says that other places he's not?
Every other case in the world.
Regular Metzia, we don't consider him Zoche on the same level as here. Over here, we did make him Kizoche.
Right. That's to come out the fashion Rashi. That's correct. Rashi says, right, thank you very much. You know, we didn't read Rashi yet. We have to start reading Rashi. I know. But
by the way, Rebbe did read this Rashi.
I did? Okay. It says, Abi Shein the Gotten Sphere B'Makom Acher, right, Kan Asu Kizoche. So it's a special din in Kan. So how can Rashi? It's just very interesting. Okay, I want to go back and read the Rashi, but I just saw this right before Shir, because I've been, and it just definitely it's the Rashi in Gittin is very strange. Now we'll have to see. Maybe obviously Rabbeinu Chananu that Shmuel found is irrelevant. I agree, but Rashi Pashas in Gittin is Kineged the Gemara and Bamitzia. Because Rashi in Gittin goes ahead and says that Rabbi Yosef Sara is always the awesome, and they Ashen Zaycha Rikmals Kinyan Gamor Zaycha. And here, our Gemara says that only by Leket we say that. And that was Gemara's Chiddush. By Leket, we say that because of a special Svara, okay. Yeah, okay. That's just what I'm interesting. But let's go. We'll go back. What do you people say now? This is Yishmo.
I was trying to ask the Gemara on the Yud Beis and Bab Metzia, because our Mishnah that we're dealing with is the fact that Rabbi Yosi. I mean, that's what I'm understanding from the Gemara. At least is that the father is not called the Goslin. That's Rashi's lashon. I mean, I know Rebbe wants to be Rashi.
How can the father take the leket?
Rashi's lashon.
Leket means the raisa belongs to the other aniyim.
He says, "Vekivin the raisa less lezachia."
What?
Rashi says, "Vekivin the raisa less lezachia nimta of the goyzlas aniyim."
Right, that's right. Because see, father can't be better than the son, and whatever it is, whatever the cheshbon, it's depending on whether we learn like the Maram Shif, or you learn like the Ritva. The way the Maram Shif said it in the simplest way, but that was not the way we said it yesterday, is that since the Rabbanan only gave the Katan a Kinyan Derabbanan, Rabbanan would not, you can't use a Kinyan Derabbanan. Now the father is kind of from the Katan through whatever system you're getting it from the katan, but the father can't be better than the katan is, either whether the katan is picking it up for the father or Ava, but the father can't be better than the katan himself.
It's
the katan is only midrabanan, so the father can only be a midrabanan. And he says, the Rav Shiv says, the rabbanan would not have made, you can't use a kinyan derabanan of this level of kinyan derabanan to be maisi leket from the aniyim. Because the Aliyim already have a Kinyan and they lack it. If it's Hefker, so you can be kind of something a Hefker with a Kinyan Derabbanan. But that's why I'm Metzia.
That's what I'm trying to ask. I was just trying to ask that this Derabbanan level, whatever that is, it's almost like they're misocking it with the stempel of a Daraisa. You know, as they moved it into that system, this new system of Zechia, in order not that the father shouldn't be a Goslin, they can't make the Derabbanan systems because that we threw out already. We knew that the Rabbanan systems can't work.
The Maris Kasha was that Pashtus, this system should not work by Leket, and therefore the father should be a Gazlan. And the Gemara's answer is that they had to make it a higher system by Leket. So that would be the father, would be a Gaza.
So now all of a sudden the Rabbanim are not a problem. It's very, I'm just saying, funny, all the Rishonim systems that they were knocking out, these Rabbanim systems, this Rabbanim system is okay.
Because this Rabbanim, they made it a stronger Rabbanim.
Can we first read the Rashi and see what, the problem?
Okay, let's read Rashi.
We're basing it on Rashi, which we didn't do yet.
Yes, good idea. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. Okay. So again, we have the machlok. The shayla is, what does Rashi mean? Poshib shat, Rashi means that Rav Yossi holds that the father does not get it at all. And the Marav Shif has a daichik, he emits his daichik, to say that he means he doesn't hold that mitzias l'aviv v'katan l'aviv in every case, only when he's samech ha-shulchan aviv. But if he's not samech ha-shulchan aviv, he doesn't get it. Okay, those are the two ways. Midivrayim, mibnei darkei shalom. This is Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says it's divrei gezel gomor. So the Rashi is explaining, even Rav Yossi, who said it's gezel gomor, the motivation is also darkei shalom. It's only the result is that he owes that they made Mishum Darkei Shalom, they made it a higher level of Gaza. But there's no machlokes if the motivation is Mishum Darkei Shalom. The Tanakhama says, Yesh Mishum Gaza in Darkei Shalom. Rav Yehuda says, it's Gaza Gomer if they Darkei Shalom. So it's only a machlokes when the Rabbanan were motivated for Darkei Shalom, how far did they go?
And if Rashi wouldn't tell me this,
yeah.
once it says it's medivrayim, do I have any other option besides darkei shalom?
The lashon of the Gemara is not mashra this way. The lashon of the Gemara is not mashra like Rashi. Tanakhama says, gezel mishum darkei shalom. Rav Yossi amar gezel gomer. From Rav Chisda, gezel gomer medivrayim. So the mashmos of the lashon is mashma. That Rav Yossi doesn't hold the darkei shalom. Only the Tanakhama said darkei shalom.
It's a derabanan, but it would be something else. It wouldn't be darkei shalom.
Right. Let's say mishum eva. I don't know. There's no eva by katan. No. Some other reason. In other words, the mashmos of the Gemara, the fact that Tanakhama said in they darkei shalom. So Rav Yossi is mashma. He's not darkei shalom. And the reason for the machlokes is because of the reasons. In other words, the simple mashmos of the Gemara is the degree of the gezel is contingent on the motivation. If your motivation is only darkei shalom, so then you're not going to make such a strong gezel that you're mitzi b'dayanim. But since Rav Yossi holds it's not as darkei shalom, it's for a different reason. So then he's going to be a Maisi B'tayonim. Right? Let's say you learn simple shot that according to Rav Yossi, it's Midrabanan because it looks, people are going to confuse it. You know, they won't know that the Dishrin Akatan a Gado. So they'll come to the day Yisr. They'll say, if you can take it from a Katan, you can take from a Gado. You know, they're going to confuse Katan and Gado. And they'll come to make a mistake in Halacha. So then it would make sense. That would be very nicely. Rav Yossi, the Tanakhama, who says the motivation is darkei shalom. So if you're only motivated for darkei shalom, so there's no reason to be mitzi from dayanim. Darkei shalom is just lechatchila, the guy shouldn't take it. Once he took it, okay, he took it already. There was a machlokes. You can't help it. The machlokes was. Rav Yossi, who holds that the reason is not as darkei shalom, but because people are going to, whatever you do by a katan, they're going to do by a gadol. Because people won't know that there's a halachic difference between a katan and a gadol. Some katanim look like gadolim, they won't know the difference. So then, by gadol we're mighty b'dayanim, so by katan we're also mighty b'dayanim. Right? I just made that up on the cuff, but you couldn't.
Right, but whatever that svar is, Rebbe.
But Rashi says that's not true. Rashi says,
Rashi know that?
Rav Yossi, because Rashi's smart. So Rashi says, that's snapshot, that Rav Yossi Avada also learns it's al darkei shalom. Again, see mashmos of the Gemara. except that he just holds that Astarkis Shalom, they went in and were misakin, that you also have to return it.
What's Rashi's hechrach and how does he know it? That's the kasha.
What?
What's Rashi's hechrach and how does he know it? What's Rashi's hechrach to say this altogether? And how does he know? If it's taka, there was another svara. There's nothing in there.
First of all, I don't have the keys. So for all I know, there's a Mefarshei Gemara somewhere, right? It's very possible. It's very possible, the Mefarshei Gemara. And, okay. And what's this hechrach? Also, I don't know. I don't know. But it there, but it could be that Rashi's hechrach is because he's smart. And because it's just because I can make up a svara, doesn't mean it's a good svara. So he might know that there's no other possible svara except for Darkei Shalom. Okay, now let's go further. Rav Yaisi, what is he adding as Gezel Gomer if he also agrees it's only Midrabanan? It's like Gezel Gomer. That's it. In other words, the Rav Yosef is only saying that we give it the same din as Gezel Gomer, but otherwise it's not Gezel Gomer. Now here comes the line that Shmuel was quoting. So what's the Gemara want? The Kivin, the Midaraisa, Lesay Zachia. Since Midaraisa, cotton doesn't have Zachia. Nimsa of the Gezos on the year. So there's some reason there's a jump, which is what we were stopped on yesterday. We don't know what this jump is. That if the father, if the child is only, is not kind of Midaraisa, the katan is only Zaycha Midrabanan, so the father is Gezos on the year. So why is that true? Just because a katan is only Zaycha Drabanan, so what? So Zaycha Drabanan is Zaycha Drabanan. Now he gives it to the father, or Bezin give it to the father, whatever it is. And now the father is Zaycha Drabanan. So where is your Gezo Eswaniyah? So there, we said yesterday, I mean, this is right, it's repeat of yesterday. So there's two pshatan. The Rav Shif says the pshat, because we pointed out yesterday he can't say with the Ritva, whatever. So Rav Shif says the pshat that the Rabbanan would not, since we said that Leket is different than Hefker. Hefker, no one owns it. Metziah, no one owns it. So when the Rabbanan come along and say that a katan is kainem Midrabanan, they're not taking it away from anyone. So that they would do. But by Leket, for the Rabbanan to say that the katan is kainem Midrabanan, is starting up, is taking it, is being mighty from the bailis of the aniyim. So that the Rabbanan would never do. That's gezo. You can't use a kinyan de Rabbanan to be mighty from someone else's bailis. You can make a kinyan de Rabbanan to give you bailis on a davar shel hefker. And then memeda, you block other people from getting bailis. But you can't use a kinyan de Rabbanan to take away someone else's bailis.
So over here, the geis of the zaniyim would be even if it goes to the kid.
That's right. Except the maizah goes to the father. So that's why Rashi says the father. In other words, the maizah, it goes automatically to the father. Everyone agrees. Rav Yossi is saying it goes to the father. Whether, you know, either one step, two step, three step, whatever it is. The end result is that the father is the one that walks off with it. So he's saying it's geis of the zaniyim, eilachin hami. The kids, if it wouldn't go to the father, the kids would be guys of the aniyim. But Rav Yaisi never said that the kids get it. Rav Yaisi agrees. Because Rav Yaisi in the Mishnah, when he said leket, he's saying that the father gets it. So the kash is that if the Rav Yaisi said at the end of the day, the father gets it, yeah, your guys are the aniyim.
And where do we see that the father gets it in that Mishnah? Right now, we're saying that Rabbi Yossi Leisley, he doesn't hold that the father is Zaycha. So where is there a switch over here that the father is Zaycha?
If either you say that the Rabbi Yossi does hold that the father gets it in when it's Saimech HaShokhan of it, so in that case, he father get it, or it's that the case of the Mishnah is that the father The case is that the katan does give it to the father. We're not saying that the katan picks it up for the father, but in other words, avada, he's giving it to the father. That's Gupa, the Tanakama, who says that the kid can't take it. That's because the kid is taking it for the father. He's giving it to the father. So the case is, we're not changing the case. The case is that the katan, after he picks it up, he's meritzei so aviv, and he gives it to the father. We're just not saying that the katan, the father, Shmuel said in our Mishnah, that based on the svara meritza, the father is kind of right away. Rav Yossi doesn't hold to that. The father is not kind of until the kid gives it to him. But at the end of the result, when the kid gives it to him, the father's kind of. So the end result of the Mishnah is that the father ends up with the leket. The katan picked it up and brings it to the father and gives it to the father. Now the father ends up with the leket. So the shaita is the father allowed to keep it? What's wrong? You don't like it?
I don't know. I can't point exactly what's not the.
And Shmuel says the Mitzias is that Mishosh and Megbia Matzia Mitzay Sohavik. So we're not assuming there's a machlokes in Mitzias between Rav Yaisi and Shmuel. So Rav Yaisi also agrees that the captain brings it to the father, and that's also, you see that from the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama said the captain can't take it. Because the father is the usher. That's the problem. So everyone is agreeing at the end of the day it's going to the father. It's just that Rav Yossi holds that it's two steps. So we were saying two steps before Rashi, that in Lumdis is two steps. But the ultimate two steps is that it doesn't automatically go to the father. And the katan has to decide later to give it to the father. So that's for sure, two steps. But so that's how the Gemara is learning the Mishnah. And Rav Yossi, the according to Rashi, the katan is kind of for himself. Then he's meritzo etzo avi, and he gives it to the father. And that's a completely separate step. And that therefore it is not called that the katan picked up for the father. So the kasha is, since the whole katan's kinyan is only derabanan, so if the whole katan's kinyan is only derabanan, so how can a father who can't be better than the kid where he's coming from get take away from the aniyim? That's the way that the Maram Shif learns the Rashi.
I mean, the Gemara says, that's far beferish, but the Gemara earlier said in the Bishlam is that Bishlam Katan Isle Zachil and Ashek, he come a laki, the Nashe come laki, the Vuamine Kazachi, Aliyam Katan Leslie Zachil and Ashek, he come a laki, the other come a laki. It's never pushing the Gemara, it's always going to the father. That svara is always true.
That was before the Gemara said that. I mean, Rav Yossi does hold that the katan isn't zeicher.
Yeah, the zeicher. We say either he's zeicher for himself, and then he gives it to the father. That's okay. Or he's going to be doing it for the father. I'm just saying the physical malakin is for the father always.
I don't know. Let me just go back. The other way that we said the reading of the Gemara, just for the record, is we said different than Rav Shif, and maybe it's a little daifik in Rashi's reading. We said the converse of the Ritva, right? If you recall, the Ritva said that Meritza can only work if it's a Derabanan Kenyan. If it's a Deraisa Kenyan, Meritza can't work. So if the Gemara is asking, that again, the Gemara is asking, if you're gonna tell me, I'm sorry, can we just, I said just the opposite, I said it wrong. The Meritza can work in Derabanan and not a Deraisa. So the Gemara's at Rav Yossi, we thought it's Deraisa. But if now we're saying that Rav Yossi is only Derabanan, so then Meritza works. If Meritza works, so then it comes out that it's a one step that the katan didn't pick it up for himself, but to be zeicher himself, but the katan picked it up for the father. So then the reading of Rashi would be, even though but did not anything in the lashon, the kivin the deraisa lasay schia. Therefore, the father is kind of with one step, and then it's nimsa of if guys are saniyim. In other words, it's like a little bit step missing in Rashi. It just sends me to Raisa Lasai Skia. So then Maritza works. And if Maritza works, so then it's a one-step process. And your guys are on the hip. So a little cluster in Rashi. You know, keep the Raisa Lasai Skia. Therefore, Maritza will work to make a Kenyan. Because on Drabbanan level, Drabbanan will allow Maritza to work. And once Maritza works, Nimsa Aviv goes to Saniyim. It's not so nice, but I don't know if it's terrible.
But according to the Maharam Shef also, the question should be, Kevan Deleis Leizchir Midorai. So, yeah. Keitza Tiknu Chachamim Lakatan Yad Beleket.
Yeah, okay, so that already sort of says, so the Drabbanan never... The Bryce says it goes to the father. So the question is, so how does the father at the end of the day walk off based on a Kenyan Drabbanan of the kid? It's sort of a little bit spoken out, but here in this other child, it never mentioned anything about Maritza. You know, kid in Esai's Chia Nimsa, that Maritza, we have to start Maritza, like it's closer. You know, like you go back. Bringing back the Svara Maritza is like totally missing in Rashi. So it's a little, this way, the other way is easier. Kinyan Raisa, that's why it's clear. And the father's Kinyan is all based on the Katan's Kinyan. So then the father is Gaizo. Because the father can't be better than the Katan. And the Katan itself is only Drabbanan. So everything's Drabbanan. But the other way is a little chaser, not so keen on it, but okay. Let's finish the Rashi. Adam Rabbaya, Rav Yosef Nami Gitani Dan Sfirine. The Katan is my Skia.
That's
my Skia. Katan does not have Skia. Rav Yosef really holds that Katan doesn't have Skia. Because it's only Midrabanan. It's only Mishum Gazel Gomer Midivraya. So it means he doesn't really have a real Sukhiya. Pigabe Leket, it's a special reason. There's a special reason by Leket. Haino Taimut, give the Yeshlo, the Powell, Zeb Bodhi, the Isha. And Niam Azam, the Isha, me Leket something, and Niam give up. The figa kasu kishtadish abu anamushim. So it's, I don't know what asu means a drabbanan. If they gave up, it's the same thing. It's not a drabbanan. It's asu, it's not like drabbanan. It's not a drabbanan. It's a deraisa hashes. They're miyayish. Once they're miyayish, I don't care why they're miyayish. They're miyayish. So it's like a sadish abu anamushim. The denai, maybe it's like all the mutrabilaka. And I just don't like the word asua, because asua is mashma drabban. But he's saying that the aniyim are miyayish. And therefore, that's why the father, you had a kasha, how can the father take it away from the aniyim? Granted, he has a kinyan drabbanan, but you can't base on a kinyan drabbanan. Because of the Aniyim, Teretz is, because the Aniyim were Miyayish. The Aniyim are Miyayish, and therefore there's no Gezer Aniyim. The question that we had was that it's circular. The Aniyim are only Miyayish because the Ben, but the Ben is only Mutter because they're Miyayish. So it's circular.
That's always the sugya of Yish. That's the whole. It's always sugya. Yish lo midasi. He doesn't know who knows first and who knows that. I mean, that's okay, always had that problem.
I don't know, but then anyway, the Gemara asked. Binyam and Simon wanted to say that they think that the content is taken for himself, right? That's what he said. So that's why they're miyayish.
They just know that somebody took it.
Right. They see the cotton can take it. Cotton
can take it. They don't know there is a cotton. They didn't check Shnei Sairis for him. I mean, they don't know he's a cotton. Maybe they don't know anything.
Yeah. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "If he mutton on the harvest, I don't like them." In other words, you're somehow encouraging by flaunting your kids. You're making them a yaish. You can't do that. Okay, so then the Gemara answers. Rava says, "Asu shena zayche kizayche." So Rashi says, "Avi shena katan tziya b'makom acher." That means. And that's what I think we said pretty clearly, that everywhere else, by regular mitzvah, Rav Yossi would say that it's only midivreya, and it's not a real gezel gamur, and it would not be a real deraisa. But here they gave it the din of mamish daicha. Like a zaycha deraisa, my time ani em gufayo nichalu, v'hayta kanto, t'i igrulu redu. So everyone is agreeable. So we make a takana because everyone's agreeable to the takana. So it sounds pretty clearly in Rashi that everywhere else we don't make this takana. Basically, Rav Yossi holds that the cotton is only kind of. On a lower level, we don't say also shena zayche kizayche. It's only over here because the aniyim want such a takana. Because if we allow them to use their kids to malakate, that they themselves can be malakate.
If that's what Daniel wants, why do we have to upgrade his kinyan? Why can't we stay with the same kinyan and say it's okay because the other Daniel are happy with that?
What? Why? How can you? It's only Daniel are allowed to take Lakit. So if it's derisa, so the he's making a derisa kinyan on the Lakit. And therefore, he gets the racket. But if the kid is drabanan,
no. Why can't we stick to the to them being mafkirit? You're telling me that. What do you mean they're going to be mafkirit because I'm putting an ori in my field? Yeah, I'm doing. They're mafkirit because of that. But they want me to put the ori in the field.
They don't know when I put. They know I put the cotton there.
I mean, the previous Rashi said all they know is that you have children. They know that this poyel has children that are aniyim. That's what the previous Rashi said. That because they know that I have children who are aniyim, they're miyayish from it already. So the Gemara asked, am I allowed to do such a thing? So why can't the Gemara just come back and say, yes, I'm allowed to do this in this particular case because they prefer that I do that.
Okay, I don't know. I'm getting close to the back. I don't know. Anyway, but what I also don't understand is what we had I don't know. You have to look in the Rishonim. There is no Taisis here. I don't see any Taisis, no. I don't think there's any Taisis. So the question we had is that there seems to be that it's just interesting, these different levels. I'm not sure what this level is. Also, Shaina Zaychik is Zaychik. You know, is that a...
I saw the Marashal, you know, on previous Tosas, was saying that they made it Kekinyan Doraisa. Ki'ilu Kanumi Doraisa Kvar.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but...
Right. And I assume it still means that you're not Oyver and Issa Doraisa. In other words, you still wouldn't
say kilo. He calls it a kilo.
Right. In other words, there's a certain level of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Hefker, Bez, and Hefker is its mamish deraisa, because they made it yours deraisa. You know, it's ki'ilu. It's ki'ilu. You know, I don't know, like, if you could be Makash and Isha with it, because it's you know, they made it. Yes. Okay. So it sounds very interesting. And when it sounds like that, there are three or four levels. Four levels. There's the Tanakama's level, that it's Gezel Gomer Midivrayah, but you're not Moshe B'dayanim. There's the Gemara.
They don't use Gezel Gomer. They just use the Gezel Pnei Darkei Shalom.
Okay, Gezel Darkei, but Gezel Darkei Shalom. Take a look at Gezel Gomer. Gezel Pnei Darkei Shalom, that you're not Moshe from Dayanim. There's Rav Yaisi, that the original Pshat Rav Yaisi, that it just moved up to the notch that you're Moshe B'dayanim. Then there's another notch moved up that it's that Asu Shaina Zaycha Kizaycha, at least in this case, but it's still not Gezel Gomer Mamish Jeraisa. And then there's another level of Hefker Bez and Hefker, where that it really is Gezel Mitzvah. You know, Hefker Bez and Hefker means that Rabbanan turn it into a Gezel Deraisa.
Rabbi Rashi's Lashon is getting is kulhu. All these cases, as many cases in that Mishnah that says Darkei Shalom, and all these cases, bekulhu is because of Asu She'en Nezeich Kezeicha. So therefore, it's all the cases. It's not just a cotton by leket. Even Rashi.
I understand. That's my problem.
No, I'm saying everywhere, not just over there, everywhere.
I can understand. Okay. So I understand. That's why I don't understand. Rashi is against. Pashas the Gemara in Bama Metzia.
We slug up that our Gemara. Our Gemara can't exist on its own.
Our Gemara in Bama Metzia says that it's only over here that Asa Shana Zaycha Gezaycha, and but only by Leket. But Rashi says that it's every. But Rashi clearly like Sandy Rhodes said, but by a different Metzia, it wouldn't be Abi She'ain Katan Zchia B'Malgam Acher.
Where's our Gemara say that's only now?
Rashi said our Gemara, because our Gemara gives this reason, because the Aniyim are agreeable. That means we don't have that reason. We wouldn't say it. And Rashi says that clearly. Rashi says, Abi She'ein the Katan Tzchiya B'Makom Acher. Only he can. So that's the problem that Rashi, that we got stuck on. It's running late. That we got stuck on that Rashi, our Gemara here that says a special svara by Leket, and Rashi clearly here seems to be in stira to Rashi and Gittin. So the only thing was that Shmuel went ahead, the Hedek of Shmuel, but not the Hedek of Shmuel in the Gemara, went ahead and says Rabbeinu Chananu might say the same thing. Okay, so we have to see, and that there's some bikias. Okay, we're going to stop. But it looks interesting. Something interesting to figure out here.
Maybe
okay. Shikayach, everybody.